What is happening, Dolphins fans? Welcome to another episode of the Fins Tailgate with your host, El Capitan. Tailgate party that never seems to stop. Make sure you guys are hitting the like button on the way in because we got a little bit of breaking news. This is live breaking the FTG Network news. It has been a busy few days here in Dolphin Land. Yesterday, big trades coming down the yonder. Ramsey goes to the Steelers. What are we getting? Nobody knows. Then they're like, we're going to get that. Well, look out. Jonnu Smith going to the Steelers. Two-parter. Minka Fitzpatrick coming home. What? All that happens yesterday, and we're sitting around like, and we hear that the Dolphins are out there looking at tight ends, talking to teams about trading for their tight end, want to get a tight end, da-da-da-da. I anticipated it to be a little bit of smoke and mirrors. I'm like, they're saying tight end, but it's got to be corner, right? They got to add a corner, but maybe they got some of these other guys that they're waiting to hear about. Asante Samuel Jr., Raul Douglas. Anyhow, Tom Pelissero just minutes ago, not even 10 minutes ago or 15 minutes ago, announces that, surprise, the Miami Dolphins are finalizing a trade with the Giants for former Pro Bowl tight end Darren Waller, who's coming out of retirement to play in Miami. The details coming out about the trade just minutes ago, 2 minutes ago exactly, is that the Giants will receive a 2026 sixth round pick from the Miami Dolphins and a 2027 conditional seventh rounder. I don't know what a conditional seventh rounder is. Something that could move up to another six, maybe higher. What conditions? That's what condition means. So I don't know, but breaking news on that, the Dolphins brought in. Here's what's funny. And Chris Smith, I see you in there. What you say, is he done rapping? Well, just think about this, Chris, is we just lost a rapper on offense, and now we just gained a rapper on offense. Teron Armstead retiring, and his rap career / left tackle career in for Miami Dolphins retiring. And what happens is we bring someone else out of retirement in Darren Waller, who's going to be dropping the sickest album in the 305 since Trick Daddy was putting it on. Every club in the South going to be bumping, and it's going to be great. Are we back? Are we back? Chris Greer just pulled off a complete, interchangeable facelift. We lose a DB, we get a DB. A damn good one, a younger one. We lose a tight end, we get a tight end. Debatable on how good Darren Waller is going to be. He took last year off, coming out of retirement. I want to see what money he's owed. Darren Waller, who is, let's see, how old is this guy? Hold on, I'm finding all this stuff here. Look, they've already got him on Wikipedia as a Miami Dolphin. It says 2025 Miami Dolphin and present. Last played with the Giants in 2023. He was born in 1992, so he's 32 years old. So he's a little bit older than the Darren Waller we remember. Let's see. 6'6", 245, 350 receptions for 4,124 yards and 20 receiving touchdowns. Darren Waller, who burned a bright star there for a moment. But, hey, got to be a cheaper option. Let me see what the contract is. That's what I was looking up. I got a little sidetracked here. see what the Dolphins, because this is a trade. Goodness gracious. He's still under a contract terms from 2022 through 2026 when he signed with the Raiders. He signed a 3-year deal with the Raiders back when that was when he was killing it, if you guys remember, and then went to the Giants, then retired with still a year left. That was a $51 million deal with $22 million in guarantees, 19.25 guaranteed at signing. I got to imagine that this is going to cost the Dolphins around $6 million, $7 million. There's no detail average yet, but let's see. Yeah. We'll have to see how that shakes out. But yeah, are we back? I mean, this is supposed to be a week we're supposed to kind of, again, I said it yesterday, like this is like a American birthday coming up, like middle of summer. Everybody's kind of just doing their thing to get to the weekend. 4th of July on the weekend, most people got off. Shout out to those who don't and are going to be holding down civilization for the rest of us. Appreciate y'all. But, you know, like that's kind of what's going on. But not with the Dolphins. They're like, oh, y'all think you can just kind of coast into this week, huh? Not on my watch, says Chris Greer, who pulls off 3 trades in 2 days and completely shifts the Miami Dolphins. Currently, the Miami Dolphins skill position group is as such. Tua Tagovailoa, Devon Achane, Jalen Wright, Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill, Nick Westbrook, Akeen, Darren Waller, Farrell Brown. Nothing to sneeze at. Especially because when we're looking at body types and usage, Darren Waller is more like Jonnu Smith in that aspect. So, I gotta imagine, right, financially speaking, whatever Ramsey was costing, whatever Jonnu was costing before they went and got raises, right? The money that the Dolphins were spending is either equal to or less than what they would have spent with those two guys now having Darren Waller and Minka Fitzpatrick. So if we're really kind of lining this up, the Dolphins did everything in their power to not spend more and try to save as much as they humanly could while also not taking any hit. It just came across. That'll be $5 million. Thank you, Nightwolf. $5 million. What'd I say? 6? I was so close. So then it's definite then. And Minka, let's see what Minka's getting. $15 million. 15.5 million. So for $20 million, in which case, and don't quote me on this, this is a rough estimate. We'll call it $29 million with the Jonnu Smith contract plus Jalen Ramsey. I want to say Jalen Ramsey was going to account for like 22 and change this year, and then Jonnu was going to account for like 6 and change. So we'll say 29. $29 million for $9 million less. We have essentially exchanged Jonnu Smith for Darren Waller, which that could be a wash, and Minka Fitzpatrick with Jalen Ramsey, which I would say I would, at this age, I would take Minka for the money he's making versus Ramsey and the money we were paying him, much less the money he just got. So Chris Greer cooking. And I've said this for a while, y'all. You know me. I'm a Chris Greer supporter. I think he's been the only person to do his job. Is there critiques I could have? Yes. But he's exactly who I expect him to be, and he's consistent with it. Say what you want. Say what you will. Chris Greer has been at least consistent in the energy you're going to get from him and what you can expect. He's not going to intervene in a way we would like GMs to, as far as maybe a little bit heavy-handed punishment-wise, say-so-wise. So he really doesn't do that. Also, he's kind of a fucking bit of an odd duck as far as how he talks and things like that. But he's a calculated son of a bitch, Chris Greer. And if you don't believe me, look at how many people have lost their jobs while he's done nothing but elevate. I mean, he's the devil, you know, ladies and gentlemen, the devil, you know. I know what Chris Greer is. He ain't going to get blamed, even when it's his fault. And as soon as you start to hate him, he's then going to say, hey, I'm going to save the team close to $10 million and we're going to get younger. They're going to go, what are you talking about? What you talking about, Greer? He's like, Minka Fitzpatrick and Darren Waller. And we're going to get rid of Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey. And they're like, whoa, Jonnu Smith pissed, didn't show up to practice. Jalen Ramsey definitely not showing up to practice. Both these guys want up out of here. And what are we going to do? And Chris Greer took a potential problematic situation, one in which people are going to show up to camp talking about the headline in Dolphins yesteryear is that we've got players sitting out, not playing, and we missed a buck. Other teams are now saying, hey, look, we don't want to trade. We're into camp. We're going to wait and see how this seventh-round rookie and this UDFA work out because they've been flashing in practice. How many times have Dolphins been sitting in that circumstance, in that situation, and we're like, damn, now we're stuck with a player who don't want to be here or wants to be paid more? Chris Greer said, let's get these bitches up out of here. Mike McDaniel said so as much as when he was at the podium. You want to either be here, you're with us, or against us. Culture. They saved like $9 million. You know who's going to get that $9 million? If you're smart, Zach Sealer. Incoming Zach Sealer contract rework. Book it. They just saved a couple mil. What's up, Ali? You there, Ali?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's up, buddy?
Not much, man. Sorry it threw me up on stage. I was jumping in the back. But yeah, man, crazy times in Dolphins, dude. Chris Greer doing something. So very interesting. But I will say this, pump the brakes on Waller. I know people are excited about that, but pump the brakes.
Well, look, is Waller going to be the Waller, the Pro Bowl year Waller? I don't think so. But if you're talking $12 million for Jonnu Smith or $5 million with Darren Waller, you get what you buy for. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I agree with that 100%. My issue with Darren Waller is the fact that we complain that our guys are, and you've said this yourself, Al Cap, our guys are mentally soft, that some of the guys we bring in, right? Darren Waller just had his whole life play out on social media and on reality TV and everything almost because of his issues with his wife. And to be honest, he kind of became soft in that whole ordeal, and that's why it didn't work out for him and the Giants.
Okay, I can agree with him. He had this thing, and he talked about it where he was like going out wanting. He's like, "What the fuck am I doing here?" He just wasn't happy, and I get that, right? But listen. Took a year off. Maybe we do know Darren Waller has had mental health things. He's been very adamant in making people aware of his mental health issues, substance abuse, things that have, you know, kind of affected him in his life. And listen, maybe a year off, he's got a little something. But here's what I do know. He's going to benefit in now maybe his heart isn't in it, and that is yet to be seen. But if it is, He'll be there to benefit in the exact same way Jonnu was. All these guys in the secondary getting deep, forcing these linebackers into coverage against guys like Jonnu. Darren Waller's going to have that now. He's going to be, you know, matched up on small safeties and slow linebackers. Maybe he's like, hell yeah, maybe life is good again. Maybe he finds his second act potentially.
Yeah, I'll give it to you that you're right. Maybe the year off is exactly what he needed. So maybe you're absolutely right. I'm hoping we have the Darren Waller of old that I used to say is like, holy crap, this guy could be like one of the top three or top five tight ends in this league. I hope we get that back. But you're right. Maybe that year off would help him. I just know he had a lot of and when I say mental issues, it doesn't always have to be psychological or whatever. It's just, you know, going through a divorce and going through stuff like that, that messes with your mind. It stresses you out. You know what I mean? I don't want people to come in and expect this guy to be a world beater from day one is basically what I'm saying.
Well, okay. Real quick, everybody, please hit the like button. Not enough likes with as many watching in the room. Please, everyone, get the likes. We don't ask for anything other than likes. So make sure you guys are hitting that like button. All right. Yes, I'm not. Listen, am I getting Pro Bowl 2020, whatever the hell it was, the year 2021 that he went off and got that contract, that extension from the Raiders? No, I'm not expecting that, but I'm not paying for that either. $5 million, and a guy coming out of retirement. I think you put those same expectations on it. What you hope to have is something that is equal to or greater than the value you're signing up for. And if you got $5 million and he puts up, you know, a couple hundred yards, some timely catches, you know, doesn't even do all that great, but you know, there's some of those intricate moments in the blocking game, in the down in distance, and you know, he grabs a short 3 yard, you know, one, takes it a little bit to keep a drive alive. That extra dynamic that really the Dolphins need to have, someone to leak out underneath that you can trust, that has good hands. We know he's got good hands. We know he was a good football player. The only question is his head into it? And now, with the type of concerns we have here in Miami, listen, we got concerns about culture and stuff like that. But if there is one thing I'm not concerned about, is that if someone is not feeling like they're personal gripes aren't heard, Mike McDaniel and this crew is certainly those type of catering type of player coaches that maybe could fit a Darren Waller a little bit better. How it will translate on the field, I don't know, because to me, if you're being, oh man, I love you, blah 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 blah, you can't be like that all the time, because we're human. You eventually, you know, you're like, god damn it, just do your fucking job. Now it's like, boo, you're yelling at me again, I thought you loved me, you know. But I don't know. To me, if you're looking at it in the simplest of forms, taking our fandom out of it, the Dolphins lost Jonnu Smith, lost Jalen Ramsey, and replaced it with Minkah Fitzpatrick and Darren Waller, and saved themselves $9 million. It's a savvy move all the way around.
It definitely is a savvy move. I will give you that. And, you know, so I like the move on paper. Like, I think it was a pretty fair trade, and you know, I'm cool with it. Especially what we potentially have. I just want to, you know, I don't want people to like start getting like Pro Bowl vibes, like you said. That's what I don't want people to do. So
Listen, it took him a couple of years in the beginning when he was with Baltimore to even kind of straighten shit out.
Mm-hmm.
But over his career, he's averaged an 11.8 yard per average on receptions. Even with the Giants, he still had a decent year. Although he didn't have the touchdowns, he had 52 receptions for 552 yards and one touchdown. I mean, that's all I fucking, I mean, that's more than I need. What I need more like 2022 Raiders. 28 receptions, 388 yards, and three touchdowns. Like, if that's the type of production we get for $5 million, I'm fucking over the moon. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. Let me ask you this. How old is he? Do you know how old he is?
He's 32.
Darren Waller was 32.
32, but a year of rest. It's got to say something. But is it a year of rust?
Yeah, that's the only question.
Is it a year of rest or is it a year of rust? Because, I mean, I'm sure he kept himself in shape. Like, you don't just stop for a year when you're, you know, this way. You really don't.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what happens. It's not a bad deal. We needed somebody anyways, and it's not a massive amount of contract either we're taking in. So either
well,
way,
I mean, while I have you here, what'd you think of yesterday's slew of trades?
Well, yesterday's slew of trades, I've said this in the space, and I don't know if you were in there or not, but I said that this is probably one of the fairest deals you're going to find. Because the reality is, and you kind of have to break it down into two separate trades, we swapped Mika for Ramsey. You could say that, right? And to be honest, Mika is younger, and he's also cheaper.
You there, Ali?
All pro and however many all-time pro bowler as well.
I kind of lost you there for a second, Ali. What'd you said?
Oh, I'm sorry. I shut the car off, so I think it kicked off for a second. What I said is that if you look at Mika, he's $10 million cheaper than Ramsey. He is a three-time All-Pro, five-time Pro Bowler, I want to say. The guy puts up, he's very productive, very, very productive, and he's younger. I'm going to tell you, being under Tomlin, he's probably more mature as well, right? So then when we had him as a rookie. So what I will say is this. I think it's a very fair deal. Also, for Jonnu Smith, if you expected to get a third round or a second round pick, get out of here. It was never going to happen. I think a fifth round pick was very, very on par with what I expected to get. So overall, I think it's a fair trade. I know some people are not happy because it's Mika Fitzpatrick and how he left, but you have to understand Mika Fitzpatrick. It's not like he couldn't play and was a bust when he was here. It was the fact that he didn't want to be part of a rebuild. He wanted to win now, and that's why he left. And to be honest, since he left, I think he's become even better than his initial year here. So, you know, it is what it is. I'm kind of happy about it. I think, you know, a lot of the pundits that are saying that Miami won this trade, I'm going to argue that they are correct. I do think Miami did win that trade yesterday, you know, based on what they got. Now, will it play out on paper? That's what we need to see. That's when we know who really won once we see it play out. That's what I think.
I mean, let's try to recap here, right? I'm going in. I'm trying to get the details of it, but let's do a little recap. They trade Jalen Ramsey, and Jonnu Smith. So Ramsey and Smith, and a conditional 27 seventh rounder. Is it conditional? No, it's just they take a seventh rounder, and they get back Minka and a fifth rounder in 27th. So they swap picks. And then today, let me go back to it. They take a 2026 sixth rounder and 2027 seventh rounder. So they had 2 7th rounders in 2027. They got rid of both of them, essentially. Definitely made some moves for some seventh round picks is wild if you're looking at it. And that's for Waller. I mean, really, for a sixth and 2/7 and saving $9 million along with Ramsey and Smith, the Dolphins get back a fifth round pick in 2027, Minka Fitzpatrick and Darren Waller. I can't be mad at that. I don't see how anyone could be mad at that. Now, we could speculate on how this is going to impact the team in a positive way in the win column, how it's going to impact the team overall. We got a whole culture thing going on. But, hey, listen, they're trying to get out in front of it, right? The building's in there. They're talking about culture. They're like, listen, we ain't going to be soft. Ain't nobody going to call us soft. Catch me outside. So, If that's kind of what they're doing and kind of how they're getting out in front of it, and they're going to add guys like Minka Fitzpatrick, who's, you know, a good dude, Darren Waller, I could do without the rap game type of stuff, but it's probably why he'd rather be in Miami than be in New York. A little bit of rap game going on. You're going to link up with Teron Armstead. Can't wait to see Darren Waller, Teron Armstead dropping that friggin' that rap duet. Yeah, I know, Michael K., you nasty bastard. Hit the like button, everybody. What do we think? Let me, I'm gonna put a poll in chat if everybody hits the like button. I just want to know real quick. There it is. Hit the like button, everybody. You know, I'm literally like packing because I'm leaving tomorrow. Well, tonight, go to Puerto Rico. And I'm like, yo, all right, going to be an easy week. Got this week off, going to Puerto Rico with the family. And no, it's been blockbuster trade after blockbuster trade. It's been a pain in the ass. It's been rough. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to drop the link for like 30 minutes. We'll drop the link for a little bit. I know everybody wants to come up. I'd like to hear from everybody. So let's see what everyone has to say. Link is now dropped in the chat. I'll start bringing everybody up. Make sure you guys are hitting those like buttons. And also, guys, make sure you guys are checking out tftgnetwork.com and seeing all the great stuff we have available to you guys.
Get ready to dive into a new role of online shopping with the Finn's Tailgate. Whether you're a diehard sports fan or just looking for the latest fashion trends, we've got you covered. With a wide variety of products from your favorite sports teams to stylish accessories and home decor, we're your one-stop shop for all things tailgate. Our easy-to-use website and hassle-free checkout process make shopping with us a breeze. Plus, with frequent sales and discounts, you won't want to shop anywhere else. So come on in and join the party at the Finn's Tailgate, your new go-to destination for all things tailgate.
TFTGnetwork.com. Make sure you guys are checking it out. You can find everything, all the sick apparel that we have. Going to be coming out in the next couple months, probably doing some giveaways as we're heading into the season. Bryson, what's up, buddy? What you think of this Waller trade? What do you think of the Waller trade?
I loved Waller. I wanted him back when the Giants picked him up, but I don't expect much from it. I think it's a good move. It's super cheap. But, like, I mean, the guy could give me 500 yards and I'm happy. You know, like, I just want a consistent tight end that can block, but also, you know, be an easy dump off. You know, we don't really need much at the tight end position. It's just like we need more than what we had, kind of thing. But yeah, I think it's a good move. I don't think it's going to like change the prospect of the season.
I don't. I just think this, Bryson. I'm sorry to cut you off. I think that we don't feel the hit of losing what we were getting out of the tight end position all so much now. You know, when
I agree. Yeah, I think we're
all content to say fuck Janu. You know what I'm saying, yeah. Bitch? You're eating off our good cooking on offense around here, and that's the facts. Now, could you do that somewhere else? Yeah, you're talented. But let's not act like you didn't benefit from the Mike McDaniel scheme and having Tyreek and Waddle all over the fucking field. Like, and
yeah, I mean, I don't blame the guy though. You know, like that's just how it works. You got
to
get your money.
Listen, get it while you can, dog. He needs to get his
blood. I'm happy for the guy. But also you got to understand, like, yeah, man, we're not in the place to pay a guy like that.
I'm not interested in paying a guy like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm happy with the moves they're doing. I think they still got to keep going. I don't think it's done. But like after the trade yesterday, I said it's a decent trade, but I want to see them add tight end. They've done that today. I don't think Darren Waller is going to be the Darren Waller the Raiders had, but he's still a very talented player.
Well, Bryson, who wasn't happy to see the Dolphins let go of Jonnu Smith. Do you know somebody who wasn't happy and was very, very loud about it?
No, who?
Raheem Mostert says hot take.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be a Pro Bowler on the Dolphins, get treated like shit. Happy for my guys. Shout out to Kelvin. You know Kelvin, the homie. He called out, he called this out a year or so ago. Pats get Zeke, Jets get Dalvin. We get stuck with no hands, Jeff Wilson, and Raheem, my pussy hurts, Mostert. This is what he says. That went a little viral for the homie. It got like 137 things. But he was right in the end.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find that Raheem Mostert post because, oh, here it is. It's got 5.8 million views on it now. That post from Raheem Mostert went super viral with him saying, boo hoo, they didn't pay Janu. When the reality is that we learned Raheem's the one who helped teach us the lesson. Yeah, Raheem is the one who taught us the lesson because it was Raheem in 2024 heading into the 2024 season that the Dolphins extended a $2 million deal, $9 million worth for him to take care of him. And that bitch didn't play at all.
Yeah. I mean, and like they're clearly trying to get younger. Obviously, the Waller trade doesn't show that. I think Waller's just a 1 year. You know, deal where you see what you can have with them and then you go draft a guy next season, maybe. But it's just a band-aid. That's all it is. Cause I mean, this tight end room is still pretty bad. And everyone's like, oh, we don't need a tight end. We've been productive without tight ends. And I would say, yeah, kinda. I mean, sure, 2023, we didn't have a solid tight end, but I also didn't see us like consistently beating the top end teams. You know, like when we get smacked in the mouth, like that's when you want a tight end like Kittle or Kelce.
I said this before we got Waller. Okay. I'm not getting the production from Jonnu Smith for the $6 million he was getting that we got out of him last year was great. But we knew any competent type of more playmaking style tight end was going to feast on this team. If you were watching the Dolphins in 23 and 22 and saw everything that was happening with the team as far as what they were able to do offensively, and then with Achane, once Achane came in, it was over.
Yeah.
You knew that teams were going to be so busy with Reek and Waddle and Achane that the mismatches were there. They were there. Alec Ingold, who was injured a lot last year, was kind of the recipient of it earlier on. Jonnu Smith just was a competent playmaking style type of tight end that had good hands. That's all you need. I'm not saying that those are grown on trees, but it's not like I needed a suit. He's not fucking Kelsey. He's not Rob Gronkowski. He's not a game changer. He's not a game changer. He's a guy that plays. Huh?
That this team would profit from a higher tier tight end. I'm not saying Johnny's that guy, but I'm saying drafting a guy or moving in that direction.
Well, I still think that they're looking at some of the dudes they brought in the building and stuff like that and what they can get out of it. Yeah. I got to say, when you're prioritizing playmaking tight ends and you want to either A, draft them high, or B, spend a lot of money for them, that has to be the last fucking piece you're getting. That has to be the last piece. You better have a hell of a good O-line, hell of a good secondary on defense.
Oh, I agree.
We got bigger fish to fry than playmaking tight ends that are worth a lot of money or worth high draft capital. I'm not interested in that.
Well, you don't even need to spend that much on draft capital. But yes, no, I totally agree.
Am I looking for them? Yes. But if you're smart and you're in the cap era in the NFL, you're looking to siphon value for the rest of your football team from certain positions, right? Linebackers, one of them, tight ends, another one, running back room is one that teams go cheap in, but get good production and try to, you know, make it work because they're spending the money in other places. And yeah. I'm not saying you can't spend money, but if you're going to start paying a tight end 12 mil, then you're not paying something somewhere else. That's just the facts. That's just it.
Yeah.
And I'm not interested in doing that. I think going with cheaper deals and everything else already being in place, a veteran tight end that's got good hands, that knows how to play the game, that you can get worked into your system, is going to benefit. They're going to benefit.
I see, you know, this is a copycat league. I can't think of a team that's consistently competing that doesn't have a tight end. Like a legit tight end, you know? I mean, if you look at every team that's...
But what else do they have? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they have everything else. No. And that's why this move, for me, it doesn't do anything, because I just think it's the same. It's just the same Dolphins, you know? Like you said, we made this mistake 5-6 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
But Bryson, did they make the mistake? Because it's not like... Well, we've made this mistake a bunch of times. Remember the tight end we got from the Browns that was... fucking the shit. What was his name?
Yeah.
What was his name? Cameron? Jordan Cameron. He was really good, but he had those concussions and all that stuff. Again, yes, it could not work out, but at least we're not on the hook for more than 5 mil, you know?
Yeah.
For the money, for what it took to get him, it literally cost, what did it cost again? It cost a 6th round and a 7th round conditional.
Did the contract come out yet?
We're inheriting the final year of his contract. There's 5 mil left because he was still under contract. When he signed that deal with the Raiders and they fired Gruden and everything, he got traded to the Giants, and then he was still under that deal with the Giants, and then he retired. So he's still under the final year of that deal.
Yeah.
So... I mean, look, why not? He need 5 mil. We need a tight end. Let's see if this can work out. We're not going to ask you to. He's not going to be like he was with the Giants, their only target, if you remember when he was with the Giants and they had Daniel Jones. He was their only target. He was taking a beating, and he wasn't getting any of the touchdowns. So.
No, I'm not upset with the move at all. I talked to a lot of my Steelers fans, that are, like my buddies that are Steelers fans, and they think they won that trade, man. I don't know. We'll see. I think that's just time will tell.
Well, they think they won that trade because of how good Jonnu Smith looked in Miami. Jonnu's a good football player. And his coach from Atlanta is their offensive coordinator.
Yeah, that's true.
So he's going to use him. They're probably going to use him in that Cordell Patterson role. Which, that's what they were kind of doing with him in Atlanta. But he had more production here in Miami in the mismatch guy role, which we used him for. So I'm not saying that he isn't going to be good and then he isn't going to be well there, but for 12 mil, fuck you. That's Mike Gesicki's getting that number. Like, there's these weird numbers coming out for tight ends that are not Rob Gronkowski-esque, Travis Kelce-esque. Like Sam Laporta to me is one of the better ones that's coming up right now. I'm keeping an eye on him. What's that tight end? There's another guy I'm missing. But all those dudes that you see that are like that, they're typically I lost you there, Bryson.
My microphone jacked up. Sorry about that.
No worries. It's still a copycat league. Yes, everybody knows that, but just like you, I would say the top tier in tight ends is kind of like the top tier in quarterbacks, right? There's like three or four guys at the top, maybe four or five, and then there's just
everybody else. More reliable. Everyone's
year in and year out, bro. Come on, year in and year out.
Name the teams, man. I'm not talking about just in the receiving game. I'm talking about, you know, like an actual tight end that can block. Because like Jonnu is not a blocking tight end. He's just like a better Mike Gesicki, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so like, you know, I said this yesterday in our chat. Like, I want to address the cornerback room and the O-line room far before I try to address.
Well, they just guess tight what end. They just got $9 more million.
I know. And but I'm saying, like, after that trade yesterday, you get rid of Jonnu. I'm like, okay, we need tight end, but everyone knows O-line depth is far more important, especially cornerback. I mean, I still don't think we have a starting cornerback on the roster.
Yeah, I don't think a number one. We have starting, but we don't have a number one cornerback for sure.
Sure. I mean, yeah. I mean,
imagine that they're, I mean, listen, Chris Greer again, and just what he pulled off the last 2 days is, lose a DB, gain a DB. Lose a tight end, gain a tight end. Yes, I get one's a safety, one's a corner, but also saving myself $9 million.
Yeah.
And no, that's $9 million that's going to be used with whatever else they had left over to address corner and probably rework Zach Sealer's contract, because that's going to happen.
Yeah, I think they're doing good things. I just, you know, I don't necessarily think it's going to change the projection of the season. Like, I don't think Darren Waller gets an extra game.
Oh no, he's not.
You know,
I don't think the losses, if the Dolphins didn't have Darren Waller and Minkah Fitzpatrick and lost Ramsey and Jonnu Smith, yes, that would account for losses. But replacing it with those two guys for what they lost, I don't think it gained us any wins or gained us any losses. I think it's a lateral move. And when you take those binary, you know, simple math equations of it, and then I say it cost you a sixth and 2/7, and you go, okay, but I got $9 million back for this year. It puts you in better position to where the Dolphins could do what they're doing, and very well, it might pan out with that $9 million that it does equate to one more win or so. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Plus, I want everyone to understand, and I've been trying to say it, and no, I don't hear anyone else talking about it. So I'm trying to get people to really hear me. Weaver's defense was good last year, but that was what Weaver was doing with the defense we had. Weaver's defense this year, it's got his fingerprints up and down, and his full ideology is organic pressure and coverage, keeping everything in front of you with the front seven. And he's going to have a four high shell look pre-snap every fucking play. It's going to look like cover four pre-snap in passing situations every single time, And then those guys are going to, some are going to come up, some are going to drop back, and then they're going to go to too high, and they're going to mix and match with corners and stuff. Mark my words, you are going to see dialed up organic blitzes and dialed up organic pressure by overloading sides of the formation on play calls. And I'm excited to see it. I think he's finally got the personnel that he really wants to do his defense. Shout out to Roberto with the $2 donation says, Tupac Greer strikes again. Wake me up when he's fired. Damn, Tupac. Damn. I think Darren Waller is going to be going by Tupac Greer. That's his new rap name. Tupac. I think it'll be Tupac Greer. But yeah, I know this. Here's the disheartening thing. All of this great stuff hinges on whether or not the quarterback remains healthy for an entire season plus playoffs.
Yeah, we don't hold your breath on that.
And that's hard. It's hard. But it looks like everything that the Dolphins are trying to do is to address the areas in which you can mitigate that. And that is a bolstered defense that is going to be far and away more stingy with the yards. I don't know how much they're going to be as far as turnovers go, but I feel like they're really going to make you fight for yardage. It's not going to be that let you run the length of the field and then start really clamping down at the 40. I really don't know if that's how he's going to get down with his front guys. I think he's going to be a little bit more dogs off the leash mentality with the defense. Coupled with the fact, I think the Dolphins are realizing that they really badly need a run game that they can count on and a run game that can come up big for them. All mitigating factors of asking your quarterback to put himself in harm's way, which they're looking to avoid. And they've been looking to avoid that. They've been kind of scheming away. They've been preaching it. It's been three straight off seasons of, or four straight years of Tua saying, I just need to let plays die, throw the ball away, shit like that. Like, we hear it all the fucking time.
Yeah, and he's not going to change. It's just
obviously not. So they're going to have to mitigate it in other ways, and I think that that's what they're doing, looking to do anyhow.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much it. I'll be interested to see what other big-time news comes down the yonder, because it seems like, to me, I'm expecting a I'm expecting us to sign somebody somewhere. We really need cornerback help. That's got to happen. Are they waiting on Asante Samuel? Are they looking at Rule Douglas? Who?
Yeah, I mean, I also want to see, maybe they're trying to wait to see who gets cut. I know that's a long time from now, and I'm sure plenty of camp eyes are going to get added.
I don't know. I don't know if it'd be wise to wait that long.
I don't either, but maybe that's what they're doing. I just don't know why they went from like doing absolutely nothing this offseason to now they're just wheeling and dealing. Maybe it took them that long to get the Steelers to get on board. I have no idea. But I mean, they've been quiet all offseason, you know.
So just give people a little bit of context on Darren Waller and him retiring, and I get it, right? I'm not about quitter mentality or soft. Like, I preach a lot of that here on the tailgate with the lot of us, right? But Darren Waller decided to retire after the Giants played the Bills, and they were making him play fullback. And this was his quote, and I remember him talking it, saying it. He goes, I sat down on the sideline after the drive where we ran it like three times, and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? I'm out here playing fullback. I don't even want to. So they were, you know, they were using him as the lead blocker for Saquon, and obviously that's all they were doing was just pounding the rock. And this was that year that, you know, everything went tits up for the Giants. Now, I don't judge players that play on the Jets and look like shit, because typically that's a Jets problem. I'm not going to judge players that went to the Giants and in recent memory looked like how they looked and think that maybe, hey, I don't like these guys not wanting to fight, but I remember that same Giants team didn't want to fucking work it out with Saquon Barkley, and Saquon did. You know what I'm saying? That was a losing team that wanted to be losers, that were tanking, and that's hard to deal with, you know? I know, Alex. I know. But we'll have to keep our eye to the sky and see what else is coming, Bryson. In the meantime, make sure everybody's hitting the like button. That's it for me today. Had some time. Figured I'd, holy shit, there's breaking news. I might as well tell everybody about it. So make sure you guys are hitting the like button, subscribing if you are new, and, you know, leave comments at the end of the video. Let us know. Darren Waller, is this a good thing, bad thing? All these trades together, is this good or bad? Or is it just more like same old Dolphins? Engage with the energy supply. Come kick it at the tailgate. We're riding high tide. Welcome to the Fins tailgate. It's where we elevate. Miami Dolphins talk. Yeah, we never hesitate. Breaking news, hot takes. We keep it up to date. And when the fans speak up, the panel resonates. So if you love the game, you know we got the gate. Tune in, speak out, don't wait. It's your fate. This is the Fins tailgate. Now watch us dominate. Miami Dolphins NFL. Yeah, we integrate. We'll be right back.